This past week saw Donald Trump's social media company stock drop significantly in share price, losing over $4 billion in market cap. Main catalyst for this fall was a financial report released by the company, which revealed that for 2023, Truth Social had $58 million in losses on only $4 million in revenue. Trump's obsessively loyal followers didn't want to believe that news. They call the reports lies, with some even claiming how that stock price that you see at the bottom of your screen if you're watching CNBC, Fox Business, Bloomberg, no, that was a made-up number meant to make Trump look bad. This is believed by people who view Donald Trump as Christ-like, when, in fact, he's more Herod-like. As for those people for proof to back up their claim, you get nothing more than, well, it just is. Everybody knows, or you're called some insulting name of some one kind or another. One of the goals of Satan is to get people to turn away from truth, facts, and, of course, God's word. His job description is detailed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. The coming of the lawless one, meaning the Antichrist, is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. We also learn about the ways of Satan and those who follow him in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. The main tool of Satan is deception. It's not a difficult tool to operate. All Satan has to do is tell someone enough times what they want to hear, and they will believe it. Oh, Satan doesn't appear in person to commit his evil. He's too much of a coward for that. Instead, he enlists others to do his work for him. Romans chapter 16, verse 18 warns us about these servants of Satan. Reading here, "For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple." Satan's use of deception isn't just meant for something like believing a stock price. It's much more than that. He has much bigger plans. We get a preview of that in Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 and 8. "Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea." So how do we as Christians awaken those who are fallen prey to this deception? Well, first, by always standing in truth. That empowerment comes to us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. "But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has been taught to you, you will abide in him." Then turn to that person who's wrongly believing, and patiently ask them to support their belief somehow. Awaken them to what Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, verse 13. "Their throat is an open tomb, with their tongue they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips." Now, we all want to help and protect someone dear to us from the worst. Sometimes that's what they need to experience in order to get a more clear vision. This is what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. "Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise." Many who fall prey to deception from Satan consider themselves to be Christian. These are the ones you need to bring to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." One of our many duties as Christians is to stand with faith and strength for God, as well as for those in our lives who we may be called on to counsel and even rescue spiritually. While it might start off as a frustrating challenge, think of the glory that you'll give to God when you succeed and repeat the words of Jesus, which are found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. "Then Jesus said to him," meaning Satan, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve."